What's up, guys? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, All Stars 2 edition.
Today, we are joined by five-time challenger. The last time you saw her was on The Ruins, and she had a very big episode this week. We are so excited to have Casey Cooper on.
Yes, between her pregnancy and the wedding, I'm just so honored that she has found the time to come out on this podcast and talk to us about what went down.
So I hope you folks enjoy the interview with Casey Cooper. Okay, folks, this is our favorite part of the podcast where we get to interview a fierce competitor. This girl was never afraid of heights, would jump off every cliff. She had never, ever backed down from a challenge. Please welcome five-time challenger Casey Cooper.
Yay! Casey!
I like that. Thank you.
Well, it's more indicative, I think, of your experience this time around.
Yeah.
That it was when you originally did it.
Definitely. 100%. You've been a savage this season, facing like all the fears.
Oh, thank you.
All the fears.
Yeah. And like, what an incredible, I mean, not an incredible way to end it, because like, you know, nobody ever wants to have to leave when they don't expect to. Yeah. But this is pretty much a cool unexpected
reason. Yeah, because you go home, both of you go home, and not you and Kahud, I mean you and your baby. Right. And then you go home to your fiance, who is now your husband.
Yeah.
So awesome.
No, it is. I think the thing that like, you know, I was like coming back onto the season, I really wanted to like show some kind of growth, you know, like be like really try, you know, and like, and just see how far I could get doing that and like not be this person who I always felt like kind of like dragged my original partner down. And I think like, even still watching it, like, it's kind of a bummer because I'm like, at the end of the day, I feel like that's still like kind of what ended up happening, like, despite my best efforts. So like, yes, it felt really bittersweet. Cause like, I think for like a few weeks there after that, like, it just kind of, I don't know, like it broke my heart a little bit because of all the people like Kahuda just like, did not deserve to go home.
Yeah. Because of racist. He's very nice.
Yeah.
But you didn't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, it would have been different if you already knew and you went there and just sabotaged partner anyway. But life happens. But I think, yeah, when you come back and you're doing really well and then you got to go, it is a little disheartening. It does suck.
Yeah.
But you did really great for the time that you were there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you jumped into the cenote or whatever it was.
Yeah, the cenote.
It sounds so much cooler. You jumped off a rock. And I'm proud of you.
It was really cool. Inside of those chests, like, you know, we didn't know what was in there. And then you'd open them and there was like all this treasure. I thought that was like the coolest part of it. Oh my God, there's treasure in there.
Fun.
But all you could bring up was a bag of puzzle pieces.
Yeah. Right?
Which is like worst possible treasure ever.
Well, how did you feel? Because I know we almost got there on All Stars 1 together. How did you feel coming back after all this time?
I felt more prepared and more confident this round. Mm-hmm. Cause like you said, I was slated to be on All Stars 1. And I think at that point it was like, oh, cool, Carnival Games. And I was mentally prepared. But then when I got to watch everything, I was like, oh, I definitely was not prepared. Like I was like, even on the plane, you know, like I was a shit bag. So
I totally forgot about that.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, you bring a bunch of 30 and 40 year olds and you say, hey, we're gonna go do a challenge and you guys can have a little bit of booze on the plane, you know. We took a little bit a long way.
Yeah,
it happens.
I mean, Katie got moved to first class because they needed to make her lie down.
Shut up. Oh
my God. There was red wine all over Trishelle's jumpsuit. Casey was drunk in the corner.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I threw up in my own hat. Like
did throw up in your own hat. I didn't want to tell anybody, but she did do that.
Good times. But yeah. But that like kind of motivated me, I think too, like seeing what you guys did on Challenge Season 1, like I knew I was really upset because I didn't make it on. So I knew like it mattered kind of a lot more to me than I thought that it originally had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, after it aired, like I had befriended Kendall and it was like, I talked to Kendall probably at least once a week and was like, just as far as like somebody who like, I felt like would keep me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like I was doing bar workouts, I was going rock climbing, you know, like I needed to talk to somebody and tell them like, you know, I'm making progress. And it's progress for me. It's not, you know, like I'm not Brad, I'm not Jody, you know, but it's.
Yeah, but you're Casey Cooper.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, like I wanted to come back and use my own strong suits and kind of be better at the things that I wasn't. So I don't know. I was watching like a lot of Big Brother and stuff like that too, trying to get strategies and just.
You just hear that, Tori?
Yep. Yeah.
You guys watch need Big to Brother sit there and strategy. Watch Big Brother together and some strategy for next time.
All right.
If there is a next time.
Right. Well, you know what I'm thinking? Like, you know, you say you come back and you want to face all these challenges and do better, but like you're going through a personal challenge. Like, without even you knowing it, you're pregnant on this season and you're going through all of these obstacles and you are facing your fears while also making a baby. Like, that is something that nobody else can say while being on this show. So, number one, congrats on the baby. And, like, what was that like, finding out you were pregnant and then knowing that you had just done that entire experience being pregnant?
I think literally my first thought, and I've thought about this so many times, is that I'm so glad that I didn't complete that challenge on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Because seeing Melinda go through that, and even like the way Jasmine was hitting, like I wasn't hitting like that. I was just like, after so many turns, I think I wasn't getting those puzzle pieces down and I was starting to panic, realizing that I wasn't able to do it. The more that I was like trying to knock them down, the harder I was hitting. And it was just like all this water was going in my nose and like in my lungs. Had I hit like on my belly or something like Melinda did, like I've thought about that so many times, like what could have happened. And it's like, I don't know, like it was like hard to watch that episode because I just kept thinking about that, like knowing in hindsight. You know, and then at the same time too, I was like, what a nice like gut instinct just to say like I'm out. You know,
right?
TJ's over here, like there's your plane. Like screw your plane, dude. Like we're
There's
very happy with how that turned out.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to go with your gut. I've said no to one challenge ever, and it's just there are certain things that just like, is it worth it? Nah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that you know your body better than anybody else. But I want to know how the hell you kept that a secret.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
Oh, you told somebody. Oh, who'd you tell?
So Jody was the first person that actually knew. And that's why she was trying to fight Brad a little bit in the nominations. Jody and Jasmine, they were both in my room. And so they had known that I was kind of waiting on taking a pregnancy test. I told Jonna that night at dinner, and Jonna actually, I think it was Jonna, it could have been Janelle, but I'm fairly certain it was Jonna that then told the entire rest of the alliance and they had all known. And so for me, I was like, please stick with the plan. Because I guess in my mind, like, I just thought like the best thing for Kahuta, like I knew I wouldn't be able to continue, but I thought what would happen is that we would make it to the next challenge. TJ would say, Casey can't continue. Worst case scenario, Kahuta is now definitely in an elimination. But it's better for Kahuta to grab Jasmine than it would have been to grab Ayana, because Jasmine fit in with our alliance much better. That was my reasoning for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had talked to Kahuta about it. We kind of agreed. Like, I guess never in my mind did I think, after seeing what happened with Kendall and Letarian, never in my mind did I think that he would go with me.
Right. Wouldn't be able to compete.
Yeah. And I think, again, like, that's just, like, why it kind of, like, broke me a little bit more, because I was, like, I tried, like, I thought that I had it figured out and I like beat the system and this was the best way to go about it. And it just
backfired.
Was not.
Well, you did find the first loophole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty interesting because I was like, damn, now they're always going to put people in with the life shield and they'll have to use the life shield. Then you get who you really want in there.
Right, right.
But something's telling me that this season may have a little bit more in store for us with like, yeah, life shields are out, bruh. Like, there's going to have to be something because you figured that out right away.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's interesting with the partners too, because now it's not necessarily about burning the life shield, it's about burning whoever's vote.
Yeah.
So whoever has the life shield, do you want them to have a vote or do you not? Because we're just dwindling down so much.
Oh, if you have a life shield, you can't vote.
Yeah, correct. Well, if you use your life shield, you can't vote. So like if I save somebody, I can't, my vote's done now. And so that's like the importance, right, of now in the team situation of burning those life shields. It's like, no, I don't want you to vote. Like, just, you should not exist right now.
Wow. Wow, it's so crazy. Like, it's so crazy how complicated, like, every season of the challenge can be. Like, the structure of this one and how these life shields are coming into play and how they're being used is interesting. And like Anissa said, like, it makes me feel like they're not going to be brought back because it's like, you guys figured them out. Even though it's really exciting to watch how you can still manipulate it, it's like interesting, you know, the game is going to change next time for sure. But before we even get into like moving on in the game, I just want to know, like, obviously you feel bad that you and Kahata had to leave together, but what was it like to work with him in those challenges? Was he a great partner?
Kahata is the best partner. I feel like I don't know, maybe it's just all the boys on the All-Star seasons, or maybe like I just had like a, like had my challenge start at a shitty time. But like, I, like, even when Tech wanted to be my partner on the first challenge, it was like Tech and Kahata both, like, I told them what I wanted to do, what I felt comfortable with. And they were like, yeah, let's roll with that. Yeah. You know, with Tech, it was like, I was the only girl that went ahead of my partner. And he and I actually got across that beam the fastest. Mm-hmm. Had I been able to dunk, you know, the skull in and not been a jackass about it, you know, I feel like we would have stood a really great shot of actually winning that challenge. But Tech was super supportive of that. And then even in the cenote, I told Kahata, I was like, I want to jump with my life jacket. I don't feel comfortable. I'm not the strongest swimmer. I'd like to use it to lay on it. And like, I'll grab that rope with my teeth. I want both of my hands to be able to backstroke. And that way I can get the most power out of it. And he was like, I don't understand that, but sure. Like, you know, whatever you feel most comfortable with. And then afterwards he told me, he was like, that was a really great strategy that you had, because, and I asked too, like when we were leaving, I was like, okay, I know, like, I'm not even on the show anymore. Just tell me, like, was I the worst one? I just want to know.
Right.
Given all my history, it was like, aww. I just want to know, like, have I been like making progress the season, whatever. We, that cenote one, we came in fourth place. We actually beat John A and MJ by like 2 or 3 seconds. Like, it wasn't,
it's still beating,
but it
people.
Still felt, still, you know, it. Like,
yeah,
I had somebody who supported me and who was like understanding. It just, it felt a lot different from having like, you know, like Wes sit there and like
yell at you
the whole time, and somebody that respected me and took me seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it made a world of a difference. And the fact that like people wanted to be my partner too, mm-hmm. was like a huge boost in confidence for me. It was like, oh my God, me, right. Really? Okay.
Cause he snatched you from Tyler.
Yeah. Well,
okay. What's the scoop?
So a few days before this, we had somebody come to the house, and we had these like oxygen tanks, and they were teaching us how to use the oxygen tanks.
Oh, you guys were supposed to breathe in them on the way down?
Well, we had the option. So like Tech used one, and I think Kendall at some point used hers too. But everybody was like trying out things, and like, this is like where my asshole comes out, because like, at some point I was like, it's really early in the morning. I was the last one up and I hadn't had coffee yet. And they're like, oh, come downstairs, we have to train on this. And I, like, everybody else is getting in the pool, and I just, it was early, and I was like, you know, you guys, like, I've scuba dove before. Like, I don't need this. Like, you know, you guys enjoy. I've scuba dived once. But Kahata and Tyler both saw this, and thought that, like, I don't need to do this. Like, I feel great about it. And I just really wanted the coffee. And so afterwards, they were both like, oh, yeah, we want to be your partner. And so, like, then when it came up to me, like, all I saw out of that challenge was the two different spots where you could jump off the rock. And I was like, oh, shit. What they saw was the oxygen tanks.
Right. Okay.
And I was like, of all the things that you guys, like, are wanting to be my partner on, you know. And then, of course, I'm glad that it was Kahada that was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Because I think Kahada, like, I couldn't let Kahada down. And I don't think I would have let Tyler down either. But Kahada was like, the way he did it was just like, don't you dare, you're my partner. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I have to, I don't have an option now.
Right.
They're the handheld ones, aren't they?
Yeah, it's
and
yeah,
then
it's
you like flush out. Day, yeah, we had them before. They're very interesting. I like them.
Mm-hmm. Is it the one where it's that Kyle said it's like a little old man is breathing down your throat?
Well, yeah, the one we won together.
Okay, yeah. And double agents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What I was going to ask you is, do you feel like you have something to prove, like coming on this show versus where you were when we did shows together?
I think I have something to prove to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because I think like it was so long ago and I was so young when I did them. Like, there's just like a lot of stuff about myself that like I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what's motivating to me. I didn't know that how I would react in a lot of these situations, because I'm like, they're, it's not normal to do like 90% of the stuff that we do. But it's like, you know, I didn't even know like I said, like when Wes is sitting there like chewing me out, like how that affects me mentally and my performance.
Yeah.
Or that like I probably like just, I think as you grow older maybe too, you know, you gain a lot more like self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And you realize like, wow, if and when I apply myself and really put my all into it, I can go so much further. I can do so much more. I can be so much better. Whereas my mentality back then too was like, you know, there's a lot of free booze here. Like, let's have a good time.
Yeah, right.
It's half not giving a shit and half being confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you guys are gonna judge me if I don't do this? Shut up.
Yeah.
You guys can't be serious. I told you I went, I can't even talk. I told you I went scuba diving once and you guys thought I was the swimmer of the fucking year. Like, these are the people you have to convince that you're great at stuff. It's just
right,
such a silly experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool that you get this opportunity to go back and, like you say, gain more confidence and look at it differently. And you really do showcase yourself in a different light coming back. And, like, what a cool thing to do right before you become a mom.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting because, you know, obviously your time gets cut short here. But, you know, would you come back for another season after the baby was born and maybe there was a little bit of time?
Never say never.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, if I was going to end it, I think that this would be a decent one to end it on. But I don't know. Never say never.
But can you also never say canned meat either? Because it's gross. I forgot how you guys came up with the alliance. I need to know about the name again. Refresh our viewers on canned meat.
Cancun, the Cancun season and fresh meat. So myself, Ryan, Derek Chavez, Jonne, and Jasmine all came into the house with an alliance. And I forget who it was that came up with this, but it just sounded so funny to mash Cancun and fresh meat into canned meat and that be our alliance name. And then we, like, the whole time we're texting beforehand, we keep sending each other, like, spam memes and stuff. So
that's what I think of with canned meat. Mm-hmm. And I always want to call it canned meat.
Yeah.
But it's just canned meat, like just meat in a can.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's gross and funny. And I really like this season of, like, just coming up with, like, clever names. And I will say, All Stars gives the best interviews, the best commentary. It's been so fun to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, especially because, like, it's like adults going back in the game, like you said, with this, like, I don't give a shit attitude, which is refreshing because, like, in the other house, in the other game, there's a lot more sneaky politicking going on. Whereas if this one, you have, like, King's Palace, who's, like, you know, wearing King's Palace, singing a song about it. Loved the song, by the way. Can't wait to download it. But, like, Casey, what was it like being in the house, like, seeing this clear divide and seeing a team, like, proclaiming their alliance and then the
other and rolling your eyes at it.
It was like, I don't know, you know me, like, I love everybody. It's hard for me to, like, really, like, hate on people. So it was like, when you get a divide in the house like that, like, you know, I know I'm more with, you know, and I have to vote with the downstairs alliance, but, like, I'm super close with Nehemiah. Like, I love Ted, Letarian, like, you know, those are my people too. It's just like, it, I think it kind of got to the point where, like, nobody downstairs, I don't think we really had like a name for ourselves. And at some point you just heard the King's Palace so many times, just like even watching this episode, I was like, y'all better fucking stop with the King's Palace.
Yeah.
I do love the song too, though. But yeah, I like, it was fine until it was just every other word was King's Palace. And I think I got to a point too where, like, after the eliminations, when one of them would win, and it just got to be, like, so extra and laid on so thick. And I know how it feels to, like, win an elimination. It's been a while, but, like, it feels great. And so you want to, like, yes. But at the same time, it was like, for the rest of us, we're like, are y'all serious with this shit? And it
you could have just been the downstairs queens. The dungeon queens.
Ooh, Queen's Dungeon.
Could. Ooh. Also sounds like a weird, weird bar.
Queen's Dungeon. I like it.
Listen, I'm here for any names, Casey, because they're all going to be better than canned meat. I will tell you that.
I have a question about this daily challenge.
I loved it.
Okay, I absolutely loved it too. It was called Steer Clear, and you guys were strapped up on that thing and you were moving each other. Like, I don't even know what, like, it was like a crane game almost. Like, how much fun was that game to play?
It was really fun once you got up there and got going. I think I get nervous at everything. But, like, once you started going, it was like a real life video game.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And, like, waiting for all the cars, it was like, I think at the end of the day, we were all like, can we do it again? Like, just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it feels.
It looked really fun. Yeah. I would love to do that. But as far as challenges go, what kind are your favorite? I mean, I know it's heights, you know, heights are definitely your favorite. Anything scary?
This is probably my favorite one by far out of all of them that I've done. I will say, though, the one where we got buried alive on Gauntlet 3 was great, only because, like, of all the things I'm not afraid of, like, all I had to do was lay in a coffin for, like, 2 hours. Right. And I was like, you guys can dig me out last.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Actually, all I had to do was lay there. The whole challenge was like, this is the challenge for me.
I hate everything you just said. Yeah. I got a nervous tummy thinking about it.
I just
want
to lay here. Y'all rip me out of this box whenever you're ready to win. Like, that's all I need.
Honestly, love it. Love the calmness about it. But I think I would be screaming in there. Like,
was there a safe word? The thing.
No, they had to, like, answer trivia or something like that to get you out.
But what if you freaked out? Was there a safe word?
No, I think it was just like, you're screwed once you're in there.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
You just sleep there.
At some point.
Yeah.
You just sleep there. Don't go back to your bunk bed tonight. You're good. You got a spot.
No, I have always wanted to do, like, an eating challenge, though, because I'm really good with gross shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like I could excel there, but I've never gotten anything.
Like, if somebody was like, here are some balls from some random animal.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's go.
I wish everyone at home could, or in their cars right now, could see the difference of faces between Casey and Tori. Yeah.
I respect it.
Tori decided wrong time in her life to become vegan.
Oh, God, I know. Hopefully I don't ever have to eat a ball sack.
Oh, girl.
Oh, God, I hope not.
You will.
Casey, wait, before we get off this topic of the challenge, I gotta know, how hard was it to get strapped up to that thing? Because all I could think watching it was like, how long did it take for you guys to get strapped up to that?
Yeah, the setup looked really long.
Yeah, like that looked so complicated, also so scary. And Ayana was screaming like a maniac. I was dying.
No, it really didn't take that long. It was like, honestly, we were laying on like a boogie board almost.
Okay.
And so, and I think that there was probably like a, like some kind of safety belt in there. Like it was safe. I'm not saying it wasn't. It just like, it wasn't a whole lot of like, you know, and really if you were the one grabbing flags, all you were doing was laying on your stomach and grabbing flag. I mean, like I felt kind of bad for the boys and Ayana and Tech. We were all kind of.
I would put Tech on the boogie board.
Yeah.
He's so long.
We were all kind of like wondering how that would work because Tech's upper arm strength didn't.
But he's also long. He would have just flicked the flags
right
off.
So we thought that Ayana would have been the one mm-hmm. to kind of go back and forth, and they worked it out differently. And then just hearing her scream like the whole time, you know, because we can see them, and once they like drive down and it was like everybody else is very like, you know, focused getting these flags, and Ayana comes through and it just
Oh my god!
I thought it was amazing because she's pretty fearless, and then there's this one thing where she has a total freak out. So her and Tech are going into elimination against Melinda and Nehemiah. Looking at that, who do you have your money on?
Honestly, I have it on Ayana. Like if Tech and Nehemiah aren't even a factor, I have all of my money on Ayana.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Ayana is like such a trifecta, like of like elimination beast. I think she's so underestimated because she has a heart of gold. She also is like completely fearless to go into that. And like,
yeah,
you know, it's like 90% of the eliminations are where you are mentally. I feel like going into it, you can already be defeated going into this if you're in a bad mindset, and she never is. She's always very excited to go in there. She's incredibly smart and intelligent. And not only that, like she's like, I mean, she's an athlete. Like she used to be like a track and field star. You know, I mean, like you saw her pulling all those sleds and stuff. It's just like out of control.
Yeah, she gives me the greatest vibes. Like, I really enjoy watching her.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's somebody that you're rooting for now that you're no longer in the game?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I, like, root for Ayana in general, too. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I was really excited to see her when we got there. I was like, I think I'm, like, fangirling a little bit, not to be weird. Mm-hmm. But, like, aww, you know, like, awesome. She slept in her uniform last night, you guys. You know,
I was there for that. It was intense.
Yeah, I was
very intense player
to sit next to her on the bus and talk to her. And like, I think now more than ever too, like she would, the way that she talks about her kids, and just like how she is as a mom, like, I don't know. And like now knowing that I'm going to be a mom, I'm just like, I don't know. I just look up to her in a lot of ways, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
She is a good person.
Just, yeah, genuinely think the world of her.
I love it.
What about canned meat? Also rooting for canned meat?
Yes. Yeah, I got like super close to Jasmine while we were there. And I like Jasmine's also like probably one of my favorite people. Like I came in really close to Kendall. And I think like by the end of it, I was like, is Jasmine my new best friend? Like what the hell just happened? Like,
she's a lot of fun.
Yeah, she is. She's a hoot and a half. And we just got along famously. So.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You had a great season.
Thank you.
Don't beat yourself up about it. I know it's kind of shitty when you got to go out early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but there are so many awesome things to look forward to. And I feel like we saw a new Casey Cooper this season. So I'm really excited about that. I always root for you. I love you. I think you're hilarious. So, it's always a good time.
Oh, I love that, guys. What a special way to end the podcast. Well, we do have one extra special question that we ask everybody. Casey and Anissa always does the honors because she's queen of the challenge. So Anissa, take it away.
It's only because I'm older and she lets her elders do all of the hard work here.
What?
Final question.
Shut the fuck up. You want to ask the question?
No, you get to ask it on the other one. It's totally fine. You're competing on All Stars, which is about the greatest of all time. I would like to hear your greatest of all time in terms of the greatest competitor, in your opinion, the greatest season, and the greatest challenge.
Ooh.
Don't worry. This only stays between us three.
Yeah. Oh, that's like a really tough question. I think greatest competitor of all time. I'm going to give it to Evelyn.
Yeah. What a beast.
She was really good at every single thing.
Yeah. I mean, she really is.
She's better than the boys at it.
I think Evelyn for sure. Greatest challenge.
Like individual one.
Oh, individual one. Dude, mm-hmm. I really liked this one on All Stars. Like this was just so much fun. Like hands down, just because I know how fun it was to compete in this one with this monster truck, grabbing all these flags, like 10 out of 10 recommend it across the board, all future challenges.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And your favorite season, either you were on it, you watched it.
Probably All Stars again before it was Gauntlet 3, but I definitely think I would say All Stars season 2.
I love that
for sure.
It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe.
Different vibe. I came off. This was the first one I came off of too, where I was like proud of myself. I couldn't wait to come home and like watch it with my family. I was like, you guys. You know, like we're gonna watch this. Like we're gonna have a party. Like we're really gonna sit down and talk about this.
Right.
Instead of like throwing away your DVDs when they got there. Yeah. Like, no, I'm sorry, it didn't come in the mail this week.
Right.
No, I'm pretty busy. I think the TV broke. Like,
oh my God.
Awkward.
Oh my God.
Well, I thank you so much for being here. I know that you are busy. Yeah. I am really, really proud of you. It was so fun to watch you. And I wish you all of the luck in the world, you, the baby. So exciting.
Thank you. Yes. Ma'am.
Casey, where can we follow you and how can we support you?
At @case_coop. That's CASE_COOP. That is my handle on both Instagram and the Twitter. You know, you can support me by buying me gifts from my baby registry.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
If anybody wants to know where they can send their swaddles. Nice. Somebody needs one of those very fancy $1 million strollers.
Yeah, right? I'm like, don't worry. I'll put the good stuff on the registry for you guys.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Casey. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. And I hope that you have an incredible time becoming a new mommy. And I'm sure that you're going to be incredible. It's been awesome to watch you come back to the show. Seriously.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was great to meet you, too. Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.
See you, Anissa.
Mwah. See you, too. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Casey is so sweet. I'm so lucky we're so lucky that she was able to come on the podcast, especially while she's making a little baby in her belly. That was really nice.
I know. I mean, there's nothing better than canned meat.
Oh, God.
On a Friday evening, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So shout out to Cam Mead out there. Kick some ass on All Stars.
Yeah.
And to the King's Palace.
I'm loving this season. I'm actually loving the fact that there was this twist. And obviously, I'm sad that Casey had to go home. But I'm rooting for King's Palace because I just love the energy that they bring. Like, they're very entertaining to watch. And mm-hmm. so to have, like, Tech not go against Nehemiah, like, that was fucking cool, you know? So I'm sad about Kata. I'm sad about Casey. Right. But in, like, on the silver lining of it is, like, we get to see them enter back into the game, which is really exciting.
Right. And Nehemiah made that up for a reason that's bigger than all of us. And I think that the reasoning behind it is what makes it really special.
I agree.
Shout out to all of you. In the King's Palace.
Yeah, we're fans. We're fans of the King Palace over here. Anissa, where can we follow you and send you?
Something for my Queen's Dungeon?
Yeah, something for the Queen's Dungeon.
It's Anissa MTV, AnneesaMTV on Instagram. You guys know I don't fool with that Twitter too much. Tori, where can we follow you, find you, support you?
You guys can follow me at @Tori_Deal. Send me any messages that you have. Obviously, we've wrapped up the other podcast, Spies, Lies, and Allies, but what you can do, if you liked this episode, you can rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think. Put in a little good word for us because we love to read those reviews and we love to hear what you guys think.
So even though Spies, Lies, and Allies is over, you are welcome and encouraged to come join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of The Challenge All-Stars.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Happy holidays.